I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Open Doors recently released its 2019 World Watch List. Last year, Indonesia ranked 38th out of the top 50 countries where it's hardest to live as a Christian. But this year, it's at number 30. FMI's Bruce Allen says Indonesia is the world's largest Muslim-majority nation, but the country's been known for its moderation in the past. So what's changed?
In the last year, it has gotten tougher for the Christian minority because there is an increase in the voice, the threats, the attacks from radical Muslims.
Despite persecution, many FMI partners want to get to places where radicals live. Why? Because they know they need Christ's love and forgiveness too. So pray encouragement and perseverance for these pastors. And let's end today with a conversation about prayer. It's how Christians communicate with God. What does that mean for deaf Christians? Deaf people communicate through sign language, so does God understand that? Sevra is a deaf believer connected to Deaf Bible Society. Through an interpreter, she says these are common questions in the deaf community.
I didn't think that God understood my language, sign language, until I had somebody tell me, you can sign to God. God understands your language. That was thrilling to me. So from that point on, I completely changed how I thought about prayer and talking to God.
Prayer is also an easy way to partner with deaf Christian workers. Just text the word PRAY to 444-999 to get prayer requests from Deaf Bible Society. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.